I was just talking about, you know, that's how you improve. That's how you get better. So momentum, sure, it's a good word. What does that mean exactly? It means that we're improving. You know, we always say you either get better or you get worse. And sometimes you're getting better and it doesn't show up in the results all the time. But I think we see it. We recognize it when we see it. So the idea, there's plenty of things to work on. We've got to continue to improve to be our best that we can in the playoffs. And this week's an opportunity to do that.
Getting the three seed important to you, is it is conceding, which you could move in three instead of four, in which case you might face Cincinnati.
Right. You know, it's hard to predict all that, so it's just no way to be sure. Certainly there's percentages. We've looked at all that. We kind of understand what has to happen all across the board as far as the way that could shake out on Sunday, but there's no way to say for sure what's going to happen, so we'll just have to see how it plays out.
John, I always hear the term coaching, they were coached up. Could you talk a little bit about your staff and how you worked preparing after the Denver game?
Well, you know, I think our staff does a great job. Thanks for asking that. You know, we have a great staff. I believe, maybe I'm a little biased, but I think we've got the best staff in football. You know, I think top to bottom and all the way around, we've got great coaches. They do a great job with our players. And it's not just after one game, though. Our guys did a great job after last week's game and throughout the course of the week, game planning and coaching our guys. But it's more of a process from the beginning of the off-season program, you know, and developing players all the way through. Every player, I think every player benefits from working closely with his coach, whether he's a Hall of Fame, first ballot Hall of Fame shoe-in type player like we have, or whether he's a first-time rookie draft pick or a free agent, you know. And our coaches do a great job of working with every single guy on our roster so that when the time comes, he'll be, you know, best prepared to play his best. And that showed up. It showed up over the course of this season, probably more than any season since we've been here, the number of guys that have played for us and who've played well.
Balancing act you have this week of getting ready and trying to keep your momentum going, how much of the outcome of the game is in hand one way or another? Would you want to maybe rest the guy if he has an injury, or maybe he's just a key player like a quarterback or something like that?
During the course of the game? Well, it's definitely a consideration. You know, the biggest thing is that you can't play this game half speed. You know, you've got to play this game full speed. And our guys are going to play the game full speed to win the game. How that type of thing would shake out is definitely a consideration, but I would expect it to be a tight game all the way through. These are two evenly matched teams, and it's going to be a highly competitive game. So I haven't really thought along those lines right now.
You said yesterday that you guys were emerged relatively unscathed. Is he doing okay today?
Yeah, Anquan's got a shoulder bruise, so we'll see how that develops during the course of the week. All the other stuff that we had were basically things that will be day-to-day type things. There was no major injuries, so we're very fortunate there. So we continue to get a little bit more healthy, and some of the guys who have been working through some injuries should get a little bit better throughout the course of the week.
John, I knew you corrected the offensive line yesterday. What did you see from them once you actually got a chance to go back and watch the tape, and what did they actually play?
Well, you know, it's never as good as you think and never as bad as you think. So the first thing I saw were the things that could have been better, you know, and there were a number of combination blocks, two-man combinations and three-man combinations versus movement that we didn't block all that great. And our backs made some good plays. By the same token, there were lots of really good blocks. Anytime you pass protect the way we did against a team that can rush the passer like the New York Giants, you know, that's a big plus. I thought Joe did a good job getting the ball out, too, to help that. And he also scrambled and made some plays, which is really positive. And then the run blocking was good. We rushed for a lot of yards, and it's because those guys were very physical up front. So the offensive line continues to improve. And as you know, it's a young group. So that's something that, you know, we would really expect to have happen. Sure, yeah. Marshall's a premier player. I think the guys that have gone in and played for the guys who've been nicked up or whatever have done a really good job. And we probably have more depth in the offensive line than we've had in quite a while. You know, we've got some veterans that can step in and play, and Bobby's done a real nice job when he's been in there. And, of course, Brian McKinney hasn't had that chance because our tackles have been so healthy. But Bryant's a guy I think that's going to be very valuable for us here down the stretch should something happen. So, you know, that's definitely a blessing for us. We're happy to have those guys. Yeah, he was in there. He timed that up really well. I thought the whole defense timed that up really well. So, Ellerby played well. You know, Danell's played well all year when he's played, and getting him healthy is a big plus for our defense.
John, I'm watching the film today. How does it look like Chucky Brown plays?
Shockey played really well. Shockey continues to get better every single week. I think he's really starting to gain some confidence, you know. And there were things he and I kind of met in the weight room there. And there was a couple of things that you know, didn't look right on tape that we talked about. But he's getting to the point now as a player where he can explain and articulate why he's doing things, what he saw or what he thought the defense called for. And they make sense, you know, and you can understand what he's saying. It may not be right, but he's starting to really think the game out there. That's good to see in a young corner. Right. Yeah, I think that's exactly what I saw. It's tough, you know, full speed. This whole thing, I hope that the league, you know, really takes a look at this in the off season and figures out a way to help the players out a little bit, because it's been a real challenge so far this year. And Ed was trying to do everything he could. I would say the same thing about the one on Torrey on the block back was chest high. So our guys are really trying to do the right thing, and it's difficult full speed to do that. That's usually more later in the week.
Coach, struggled through the last 3 weeks, but yesterday it seems like everything played was a better preparation in practice, communication. It just seemed like it all came together on both sides of the ball yesterday.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a running process. You know, we've been practicing really well throughout the course of the last 4 weeks. And, you know, as a coach, you know, at some point in time it's going to show itself on the field on game day. And it probably just did. It was our best overall performance, I think. It was you know, the best we've done at putting all three phases together and playing well. We blocked, we tackled, and our playmakers made plays. We didn't turn the ball over. We didn't do things that cost us and hurt us like we did in the other three games. So that's probably the difference.
John, Bernard Pierce led the team in rushing. Shockey Redd led the team in pass breakups. Omar Brown had a safety. What does it mean to have some of these younger players develop and contribute to the effort yesterday?
Yeah, it's big. You know, it's just big. That's something that's hard to predict, but we kind of feel like the program's built that way right from the beginning in terms of evaluating, you know, our scouting department and our coaches working together, and then developing these guys, as we just talked about. And then you kind of keep your fingers crossed when they get their opportunity, and then when you see them do well, it's rewarding for all of us. So that's how you got to – that's really the lifeblood of an NFL football program. You have to keep infusing it with young talent, and our young talent looks like it's going to be pretty darn good.
Also, if I can follow up, you had a number of penalties yesterday that, in the end, didn't hurt you that much. Looking back on it, is there a little concern about the number of penalties you had?
Yeah, I never want to be highly penalized. You know, that's something that's not good. But you've got to look at each one of those penalties again individually. Some of them were good calls that we can do something about, and some of them weren't, that we really can't do anything about. So, but when they add up, that's something that we just have to keep working on. And it's a goal of ours to be a low penalized team. I can't even begin to explain that. I'm gonna have to let them speak on that, because it didn't make much sense to me, in all honesty. So I couldn't make heads or tails of that one. I think we understand that role pretty well.
John, quarterbacks take the blame and they take the glory. Joe said yesterday he believes in himself, and he looked like a quarterback that believed in himself. I mean, he believed in this team, and they really performed.
Well, yeah, Joe's confident, you know, and I hope our whole team's confident. You know, I hope all your players are confident. That's something that you want to see out of your guys. So, you know, he performed at a real high level, you know, in a critical situation, an important game. I guess a very good defense that was very determined. So that was big for us.
Any extra incentive maybe to win on the road, because, you know, after you'll have one home game that is – onto the road. That hasn't been really a problem this year, but I guess maybe if you
have
this off of the road,
it
could not hurt.
Be a big plus for us. You know, I think an opportunity to go play on the road like this in a real tough environment. You know, it's a rivalry game because it's in the division. These two teams go at it pretty good every single time. So, yeah, that's something that'll help us, build up our calluses a little bit for the playoffs. It'll be a plus for us.
All right.
All right, great. Thanks.